more fun than mud wrestling kittens in a bouncy castle. I've never mud wrestled a kitten or kittens in a bouncy castle, but I mean, I guess it sounds kind of fun. Honestly, I didn't come up with this heading here, but I just mud wrestling kittens in a bouncy castle is super fun. Let's go with that. So basically, how much fun do you have in the flipping business? Now, from an insider perspective, I have to say that this is one of the funnest things I've ever done. Meaning, first of all, whenever you associate work with fun, most people in the average paycheck lifestyle do not feel that their work is fun. I mean, it's like, if you think your work is fun, then that is awesome, because the majority of people do not think it's fun. They're always complaining. They're like, oh, it's Monday, I have to go to work, or, you know, their alarm rings. Oh man, I have to get up and go to work. I don't want to go. It's almost like this burden. It's like they dread going to work. And for me, I never understood how people can do that. It's like, if you're constantly complaining about it, it doesn't make sense to me. I can't make sense of why they keep doing it or why they're not doing something about it. But anyway, the cool part is when you're in the flipping business, not only are you having fun, but you're being paid to have fun. I mean, you wake up happy, excited to go to work. You're constantly coming across new things. You are developing skill sets that'll serve you forever. You know, creativity, sales, marketing, just like the previous section, becoming a money magnet. I mean, it's just awesome. It's one of the funnest things you can do, because to top it all off, you've got freedom. Meaning you've got freedom of time. You can move, you know, to a different state if you want, which, side note, some markets are better than others. Like if you live in a big city, for example, you're going to have a much better market and be more successful doing it. Not to say that it's impossible not to. Like, it's not impossible if you live in a market that's not as city-like, but because you still have eBay, you've got the whole world, you know, of the internet where you can flip things, sell things, buy, and make money. There's tons of people out there making $5,000 a month strictly on eBay, just from eBay. So the thing is, as far as local sales go, you know, you've got that freedom. You're having so much fun doing it. And yeah, it's awesome. You get complete, total variety. If you're a college student right now and you're working a part-time job that you absolutely just hate and you just dread going to, my advice to you would be quit the job. Start applying what I'm teaching you. Start flipping things, because one, you're going to probably make more money, and two, it's going to be so much more fun, and three, you're going to have so much more time and freedom. So the college students with part-time or full-time jobs, flipping things is way more rewarding and fun. Or even stay-at-home parents who can't work a part-time or full-time job. This is the perfect thing for you guys to start doing. I mean, if you have kids, you can take them with you. You know, if you're going to hit up some thrift stores, take the kids with you. It'll be a fun adventure. And you can come home, bring your things, market them, post them up on the internet. All you need is your computer, a camera, and that's it. And the kids can be there. You can even teach them. So fun-wise, fun factor in the flipping business is to, you know, so number one, you get total variety. So that means you're not constantly going into the office, same place, doing the same exact thing at the same time every single day. Now imagine doing that repetitive task or job every single day, 365 days a year. You know, a year passes, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, it's depressing just to think about it. So the thing is, in the flipping business specifically, you've got total variety. No day is identical, and you never know what you'll find. You're going to be going through so many different things, so many different items, niches, categories. Literally, you never know what you're going to find. I got my hands on a autographed Michael Jackson guitar, complete with like a letter of authenticity, all of it. And the thing is, that's a high ticket item. I mean, I was able to find it because I'm so submerged in the flipping business. Basically, once you develop that eye for the deal, you're going to be finding some crazy stuff. And you just never know, because there could be that one day or that one flip or that one find that changes your life forever or gives you a break. Or you could find that one deal on some random Tuesday that allows you to never work for like the next several months. Or, you know, basically you're in a profits and marketing world. So it's not a matter of trading your hours for money. It's a matter of finding the right deals and marketing them properly.
So you can't get bored with it. I mean, it's hard to get bored, and you're constantly meeting new people, and it's awesome.
Number two is that there are no borders. Like I mentioned before, some markets are better than others, but ultimately there are no borders. Once you develop the skill sets and know how to make money flipping things, you can do it from anywhere. I mean, all you need is your tools. Tools are your smartphone, your computer, the Flipping Ninja Blueprint, which you have, and that's pretty much it. I can't think of anything else. Other tools I would recommend is, you know, having a large vehicle, like a truck, maybe a place, an area in your house, like a corner or a room or a little storage closet. You can store things if you need to.
But basically, you can be making money from wherever you are,
including vacations. So for me, if I go on vacation, I'm still doing deals. If I take a trip to California, like I have before, I'm still doing deals and flipping things. So you're no longer limited to only getting paid while you're at your quote-unquote work or job, 9-to-5 job. You're your own asset at this point, and you decide when you want to get paid and how much. And it's also cool because with that being said, if you're on the go and you're traveling, you're also learning about new markets. So maybe you'll go somewhere and you'll be like, you'll find that the market, small city or something, is really sucky. And that has its pros and cons because, for example, in Madison, Wisconsin, that's where I used to live growing up. Now, I know that in Madison, the market for keyboards is really bad, meaning it's hard to sell them for a lot. But on the flip side, here's the pro to that. It's hard to sell your keyboard in Madison for a decent price. But look at it from a flipper standpoint. That means you can buy them low. So that means you can jump in there, buy all these keyboards for super low, take them to another market, and completely make a killing on it. I bought keyboards from Madison and brought them to Minneapolis, for example, and which is only 4 hours away, and I would make $200-$300 profits on them. And I bought 10 plus keyboards doing this. So take advantage of that. When you see a market that isn't so great, I mean, that's a complete opportunity for you. And when you see a market that is great, that's also awesome for you because you know you can flip, you can resell things there for healthy profit margins. Not to mention, if you're on the go, despite learning about the market, you're also discovering cool new places, cool new thrift stores, antique stores, and you're getting to know the area, and etc. So number three is you become this powerful, crazy, awesome problem-solving machine. You become a problem solver. So you're no longer a cog in someone else's machine. You have the freedom to solve people's problems directly. So, I mean, that means it's just like flipping houses. There is a crappy house. Let's say there's an ugly, you know, beat down house and you jump on it, you buy it for low and you completely fix it up. You make it pretty, you make it livable and you just make it an awesome new house and you sell it to maybe a family who's getting their first house, a family with kids, etc. And I mean, that could be one of the biggest life experiences they have. So you're basically solving a problem and you're providing value to them. So you're doing good in the flipping business while you're making money at the same time. I mean, even if it's something on a small scale, it could be a cell phone that you buy really cheap and you sell it to someone who really wants that cell phone and make a profit on it. They're happy, you're happy, etc. So, I mean, ultimately, and as far as fixing things up, you know, you can go out and buy furniture pieces maybe or just other items, you know, fix them, clean them up, etc., and package it to make a super bundle deal and basically monetize it while you're fulfilling someone else's needs and wants. And number four is you've got passion for learning. Basically, a lot of people feel that if it makes you money, it's not learning. That's not true at all. The fact in this business is that knowledge equals cash. Knowledge equals more money. The more you learn, the more you earn. Forget the boring classrooms or dull online courses you might take. I mean, this is real learning that puts dollars in your pocket. And here's the secret. When you're passionate about something, whether you get into furniture or guitars, you enjoy becoming an expert in it. I mean, This is real world experience learning that's going to serve you in so many ways beyond just money. And that's another cool part about the flipping business. Number five is just meeting people. You know, even introverts who never liked meeting people get a buzz out of this business. So if you're an introvert, this is the only business, or this is one of the few businesses out there that even if you're an introvert, you can do this and you can be successful in it because your focus is different. You know, you're zeroed in on the big picture of profit and the next deal. So the thing is, even if you were an introvert and you don't like talking to people or this and that, the thing is, you're doing it all online. So Craigslist, eBay, and et cetera. And we live in a day and age where you can make a lot of money on the internet. That's just a fact. So that's the difference. You don't have to be a crazy, you know, high energy extrovert. The benefit of flipping business is even if you're an introvert or don't like dealing with people much, you can still be successful in this business. And yeah, like I said, that's the difference. It's a deal, not a date. So you're making a deal. You're not making a date, or you're not going on a date with someone. So you'll constantly be motivated, hungry, and have that drive. I mean, you don't even have to like people. It helps if you can try, but you never know who will become a regular buyer or seller or who you can network and connect with beyond the sale. Another thing is tying into networking. Your networking potential is basically limitless. I mean, you're constantly meeting new people almost every day. So you basically are opening up this crazy world of networking and other opportunity. For example, I've met sellers who have become regular buyers. So I've met sellers who have become regulars with me. So these people want, they basically alert me to deals. They let me know when they've got something, etc. And we build a business relationship that way. And, you know, I've made friends through flipping. There's one guy who was the owner of a giant golf course and told me, he's like, yeah, come anytime. I'd love to have you. He teaches golf lessons. So he's like, anytime you want to come, bring your friends and we will give you golf lessons on the house. So basically we connected and we built a relationship that now opened that door to me. And it's cool because like I've always wanted to learn how to golf, first of all, but it's just crazy how you meet these people and these different opportunities. Another guy I sold a complete home gym set to actually ended up becoming a buyer of my Blast 5 training program. I sell fitness products and training systems, and Blast 5 training is something I created that's available at blast5training.com. So he actually ended up buying that. So not only did I sell him the complete home gym set for $600, but he also bought my training system for $77. So, and that's simply through just, you know, meeting and connecting with people. And you can also meet experts who can help you assess the value of different things. For example, I've sold furniture to people who are like crazy music or guitar experts. So while they're looking at like a furniture piece, for example, they would see a guitar, we'd start talking about it, and they'd be like, yeah, this guitar is quality guitar. You can sell it for this much or this and that. Or another example is one time a guy, he's a general contractor. So basically, he bought a bunch of furniture of mine, and he was a GM. So basically, my plan was to build a wall in my lower level to create a third bedroom. And I don't know anything about the costs, what you have to do, etc. I mean, I YouTubed some videos, and it kind of stopped at that. So after finding out that this guy was a general contractor, or no, I said GM, I meant to say GC. GC stands for general contractor. So that means these guys are familiar with like house repairs, like rehabbing houses, costs, etc. So I asked him how much it would be to like build a wall downstairs. So he came and checked it out and he completely gave me a breakdown of what you have to do, how you can do it alone if you wanted to, how much it would cost to pay someone, etc. And it was really cool because I actually saved his phone number. And one of my other friends was doing was flipping a house, and they asked me if I knew any GCs. And I'm like, you know what? I actually do. Try this guy. You know, here's how I met him. He seems like competent, honest general contractor. Give him a call. You know, and I've met similar types of people who do like flooring and tiling and stuff like that. So it's really cool the kind of connections and networking you can make through the flipping business. Number six is basically having fun as a group fun. So you don't have to be alone in the flipping business. So basically, I know for me, once my friends and family sees basically what I do, how much fun I'm having, how much money I'm making, the kinds of deals I do, they're just blown away and they're like interested. So at that point, it's easy to get other people involved, even if it's just helping you move things to begin with. But your connections, your friends, your family, get them involved too and, you know, teach them. And it could be a really rewarding experience, a beneficial experience for everyone. And another thing is, it's really cool. One of my friends who picked up the blueprint, so his family, his parents are constantly pressuring him to go to school, get your education. We want you to be successful, like most parents do. So once he started flipping things and the kind of money he was making, he was really satisfied because his parents had this new respect for him. I mean, they developed this new respect for him that he's making money this way and he's developing these new business skills. And it was just awesome because that meant a lot to him. So he continues to flip things and he's making a, you know, good money and his parents are proud of him. So everything is good. So get other people involved and it's a really rewarding experience for everyone. Number 7 is job creation. So yes, you can be a real boss with employees. The best feeling ever is basically knowing that you could create a job for someone else. So someone else who is in need of money, whether it's a college student or even a working professional who has some free time and wants to monetize that time, you can create jobs for them. So I've hired people many times for, you know, whether it's moving, whether it's hiring an assistant to, you know, post things online for you and constantly renew them. So you do have the ability to create a jobs for people. And if you expand and really scale your business to the next level where you maybe have an actual store or a shop, or even if you rent out a storage unit and you're just growing like crazy, you're going to eventually need people. So you're going to be making so much money in sales that you're going to realize that you can't do it alone. You're going to have to hire some other people so you can take things to the next level and grow even more. So that's another perk. Number 8 is giving it back. So I'm a believer that become successful yourself. Constantly invest time, energy, money, and effort into yourself to make your own life better. But you also should be giving back. So it's awesome because in the flipping business, since you can make money from nothing, basically you can make money with no money. What you can do is you can simply donate your profits or your energy and time to a charity. Or for example, if I know that I can make $100, in 1 hour, finding a deal and flipping it, that means I can donate 1 hour of my time to charity, meaning once a month or once a week or whatever it is, you can say, okay, every month I'm going to donate 1 hour of my time to charity. And if that 1 hour is equivalent to $100, let's say I bought a living room chair for $10 and I sold it for $110, I made $100 on it, I can donate that money to charity. When ultimately you're giving your energy and time, but you're turning it into money. You're monetizing it because you do have this skill set and you're in a business where you can do that. So you can always give back. You should be giving back. And it's another awesome benefit to be in the flipping business.